Hello, and it's a welcome once again to Chatterbox, the talking news for Norwich from me, John Hoyle. And I'm joined by Gaynor Lord as we present you with edition 2226, which was recorded on Thursday, the 15th of June, 2023. We have the usual weekly format, starting with some news items about the city taken from the Norwich Evening News, then some letters to the paper, followed by more news and a feature, which this week focuses on TV weather forecasters. We will finish part one with a third set of news items. On part two, you'll hear more news items, a second feature, and information desk. Before we start, we're pleased to welcome some new listeners. So it's hello to Peter and June Smith of Cossey. We hope you enjoy listening. Now, here is Gaynor to introduce our first batch of news items.
Hello. I hope you enjoyed the various items we have for you today. We'll start with the specific Norwich news, as it seems that it's all change in the city, as we hear about the Debenham and Marsh buildings in the city centre and City College and the Research Park. A mention first, however, of Green Belt development. Campaigners are calling for a green belt to be created around Norwich to protect the outskirts from more housing. The local branch of the Campaign to Protect Rural England insists the measure is needed to prevent the city's urban sprawl, which has already seen huge new estates built on the outskirts. Others argue new restrictions could harm the economy and worsen the housing crisis, which has seen locals struggle to find affordable homes. The Green Belt is land which is legally protected from construction. There is currently no Green Belt land in Norfolk.
One of the most prominent buildings in Norwich city centre could be torn down to make way for 400 student flats and new shops. The empty site, which housed Debenhams until the department store shut 3 years ago, would be demolished under plans currently being drawn up and due to be submitted this summer. If it gets the go-ahead, Stamford Real Estate, which bought the building located off Red Lion Street last year, intends to start work at the beginning of 2025. The bulk of the building, known as Orford House, would be knocked down, but the basement and ground floor would be kept. A new building, divided into different sections, would be constructed on the rest of the site. Under the current plans, which would need the approval of Norwich City Council, the first two floors of the newly constructed building would be turned into shops, but the rest of the new site would become a 400-bed accommodation complex for students. The various sections of the building would vary in height, but at its tallest, it would be three stories higher than the current six-floor building.
The long-standing former Marsh offices in the city centre will be demolished this year, it has been revealed. The Victoria House office block in Queen's Road has stood empty since the start of last year when the insurance company moved out of the building. Now, a letter posted to those living nearby has revealed developers, Norwich Victoria, want to demolish the building and redevelop the site. Details of the redevelopment are yet to emerge, but it is believed at least part of the new site would be likely to include office space. According to the letter, developers are planning to begin work on August the 7th and finish within 6 months. A spokesman for Norwich City Council said, "The council will have to determine this application, but it is only able to consider the way in which the building is demolished, not whether it is demolished or not."
An expanding college in Norwich is set to continue its rapid growth after landing a £4 million funding boost. City College Norwich is set to spend more than £4 million on a new skills centre on its Ipswich Road site, allowing it to expand its construction courses from September 2024. The vast majority of the funding for the project, £4 million, will come from the Department of Education's Post-16 Capacity Fund, a pot of cash designed to enhance skills in school leavers. Subject to being granted planning permission, the college will put the funding towards a new two-storey building on the ever-growing site. The new building will be set alongside its bricklaying and carpentry workshops, with the investment also seeing upgrades to its existing facilities. It comes with CCN facing growing demands for its construction courses, which have been operating at full capacity for several years.
A transformational £317.7 million investment has opened the door for a groundbreaking plant, a microbial science centre to be built at the Norwich Research Park. The grant confirmed by the UK Research and Innovation Infrastructure Fund is a major step forward for plans to create cutting-edge new facilities for the John Innes Institute and the Sainsbury's Laboratory. Research Park bosses said it will upgrade the capabilities of the two Norwich Institutes, already both world-renowned centres of excellence in crop, plant and microbial science. Their joint Next Generation Infrastructure Programme will develop the site over the next 7 years, with £54.7 million of the £317.7 million total having already been agreed for the first 3 years. As well as the new laboratories, the investment includes a redevelopment of the plant growth facilities, which in conjunction with the existing field station at Boreborough will improve ability to study the effects of climate change. The development also needs to secure formal planning approval, and a centre spokesman said discussions are already underway with council planners and stakeholders.